days are long, my nights are lonely. Did you leave me all alone? I miss you so, my little darling. I need you so since you've been gone. We heard a man, did you hear me calling?
At this point, during the recording of the first Bluegrass Festival in America in 1965, I ran out of tape. If you're interested in having the full recording, Ralph Rensler, R-I-N-Z-L-E-R, of the Smithsonian Institute, recorded the entire festival. Ralph was on the board of directors of the Newport Folk Festival and was a member of the Country Music Association. So those tapes of the first Bluegrass Festival in America, held in Botetourt County in 1965, the complete tape should be available from the Smithsonian Institute. We'll continue this tape with a Saturday night recording of the Stanley Brothers.
I like the hills of old West Virginia, I feel right at home in Tennessee. North, south, east, or west, it's home, sweet home to me.
Oh, me and you,
what's gonna become of me?
Oh, I've been down in town, the food out of town, no one to go.
Do not leave me here. Lord, stay home with me, my darling. Where I'm so lonesome while you're gone.
Them chocolate bugs is all right, but them vanillas, I can't hardly stand them. Give George a chance. What do you mean, give George a chance? To do what?
The next 20 years to go and fail.
We'll do as many of them as we can for you, friends. Right here's a boy that's they call him a Baptist preacher and everything else, and he don't mind. He still sings, and we got some checks out there in the car to prove it. Ralph, sing Little Maggie for him, will you? Y'all just hold up a minute. This boy's got to get his gear going again there. I don't want him to miss a thing. It's too good to miss. Well, Here's a song I'd like to try for y'all tonight. B flat, I believe. We're not in too good a tune, friends, but we never was in our life. And most all the records we ever made, something's wrong with them. And I'm glad you've got them. I expect most of you have. I hope you have, anyway. We appreciate it very, very much. There's a lot of difference in making a record and selling one. So thank you very much. This is called Will You Miss Me When I'm Gone. It's an old Carter Family tune. That's right, partner.
Thank you.
I wanted to do a sacred song for you this evening, if we could. Number we did, tried to do a few years ago, you might have heard it. Hope you have, and if you did, I hope you liked it. It's called A White Dove. We'll try that for you. In the deep rolling hills of old Virginia, there's a place I love so well, where I spent many days of my childhood, in a cabin where we loved to dwell. White dove, well, morning sorrow, the willows will hang their heads. I'll live my life in sorrow, since mother and daddy are dead. We were all so happy there together in our peaceful little mountain home. But the Savior needs angels in heaven. Now they sing around the great white throne. White dove will mourn in sorrow, the willows will hang their heads. I'll live my life in sorrow, since mother and daddy are dead. As the years roll by, I often wonder, will they all be together someday? And each night as I wander to the graveyard, darkness finds me where I kneel and pray. White dove will mourn in sorrow, the willows will hang their heads. I'll live my life in sorrow, since mother and daddy. I think we've run over time, Carlton, wherever you are, I don't know. Here's that's been too long. I swear I don't remember it. I really don't. Here's a, let us do a couple of other numbers, if we may, that a lot of folks asked for. Annie, you better come on up here after a while, pretty quick, I guess, and I think we've run over time. We'll do this trio, then I believe Ralph's going to do the Constant Sorrow for you. And this number's called If I Lose. Bill Monroe's got money all the time.
If I lose,
let me lose,
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100,
all the time. Come on back, sweet mama, back where you belong. I've gambled over town, finding I can't win. Come on back and pick me up again. But if I lose,
let me lose,
I don't care.
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby's got money all the time.
Of all the other gals I know, none can take your place. When I get into a jam, it just ain't in the race. So now that you're back here, let's make another round. With you here by my side, babe, the deal just can't go down. But if I lose,
let me lose,
I don't care.
I don't care how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby's got money all the time.
In constant sound.
Thank you. I know.
I know Ralph appreciates that. He knows he can't sing, but he appreciates y'all's sympathy, and I do too. I want to tell you about something I told the folks here today. Some of you I know was here. About one that George told me this morning. I thought it was all right. And maybe we take a minute or two and tell it here tonight. This
joke started paying royalties. I'm
George, you might have to help me just a little bit. I don't know if I remember it all or not. This group of people was on a freedom march in Alabama, and a little colored boy, he went up to Dr. Martin Luther King, and he said, "Doctor, said I like to get my picture in the paper." I said, "How come I never see my picture in the paper?" He said, "Well, son," he said, "it takes something real extraordinary to get in the paper, especially your picture." And he said, "Well, like what?" He said, "Well, you take over in the foreign countries, over in Arabia and the Buddhist countries over there. A lot of people put their clothes on, soak them with gasoline, set themselves afire, and burn up. They get the picture in the paper that way." He said, "Is that right?" He said, "Yeah, that's right. That's the way you can get your picture in the paper." And he said, "Well, I don't know whether I want my picture in the paper or not." Said, "I tell you what now, doctor," he said, these freedom marches," said, "I'm all for them. They're fine. I like them just fine. These sit-ins, just as long as you pay me, I'll sit there. But that cookout business," he said, "I ain't for that at all." Little birdie. I can't think of the name of the one we was aiming to do here.